The opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily those of the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District or its employees. For more information about the sewer district and its projects and programs, visit neorsd.org. The Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District presents Clean Water Works, a podcast that explores water, sewer, and stormwater issues that affect you and your community. Learn about the people, projects, and programs that are protecting your health and the environment here in Cleveland and throughout Northeast Ohio.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, sorry I was late.
I know.
I was just working away.
We have with us Denario Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How do you think this podcast is going so far?
I think it's going okay. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I just like talking to people, and we have Denario Jones on today, who I have not met yet, so I'm excited to get to know him better. And yeah, what about you? What do you think?
I think it's going all right.
Okay.
I've gotten good response. People like to, they say they enjoy it.
Okay.
So. I got
like
a long
your mom and your
yeah. I got a long list of topics for 2023.
That's
people,
great.
People to invite, so we have a lot.
I'm excited to get more into the plant stuff.
And today we are talking to a wastewater plant operator. Denario Jones has been with the district 5 years.
5 years.
And we're going to talk all about wastewater treatment. We haven't really gotten to this yet. You're the first operator.
Yeah.
So we're going to learn about what goes into cleaning wastewater. Everything that comes from our toilets, sinks, washes down the drain, goes through the sewers, ends up at the wastewater treatment plants, and somehow magically turns clean and is returned to Lake Erie.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be?
What sort of witchcraft is involved? I don't actually think it's witchcraft or magic.
Denario, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you come to work at the district?
So my uncle worked here when I was growing up. He always seemed pretty happy, and he liked his job a lot. He always bragged. So,
and did you start as an operator?
No, I started in the maintenance department.
Okay.
And I enrolled into the WPO IT program. It's a 3-year program where they give you time to study and get your license for wastewater, your wastewater license. And they pretty much train you on all the processes at the plant. Anywhere you go, any treatment plant is going to be different. There's no treatment plants that are exactly the same.
Okay. Yeah, that test is no joke.
No, it's not.
It's hard.
It's pretty intense. Yeah.
The wastewater license.
Yes.
Yeah.
Passed the one the first try. Lucky me.
Nice.
Yay. Took a few tries for the second. And I'm still working on a third license now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And there's a total of 4 licenses, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of the questions are like, if you see this color foam on the surface in this tank, what could that mean?
Exactly.
And then there's also like math questions.
So what comes first? You get a job working here and then you take the test, or you have to take your license test first to work in a treatment plant? Or they happen at the same time?
Same time. It depends. It's all over the board. Some guys come in, they already have their license. They worked at another plant. It used to be way back when, a lot of lab techs got their wastewater license because it was the same kind of credits that go towards the license.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they would just go from being in a lab down and come down as operators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same as WQIS or Water Quality Industrial Surveillance. Like, in order to even take the test, you have to have, like, a certain number of hours.
Correct.
That, like, apply to wastewater operations.
So was this your first job?
No.
Oh, you had other jobs before?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was a district manager at AT&T before I started here.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you were just like, I just really want to go treat wastewater.
Well, I almost didn't take the job, honestly. And I was pretty comfortable where I was at, but I had been doing it for so long since out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that. I was doing that over 10 years.
Okay. You wanted like something more challenging?
Just something different.
Just something different.
Yeah, something different. Learn something.
Now, within the treatment plant, how many WPOs does it take to run the plant?
That's a great question. On a good day, 5 to 6 on a good day. Sometimes we get a little busy. We need a little help. at our plant, Southerly. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
it's a big plant, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. Yeah. I think it's over 200 acres of treatment plant.
Yeah. So the different WPOs, are they in charge of different areas within the plant, or they you switch off?
We switch off, yeah. Mm-hmm. So any given day, you could work one unit. Sometimes you may work two units. Tomorrow could be an entirely different day.
Why don't we get some basics about wastewater treatment? I mean, if you had to explain it to, you know, a fifth grader.
Okay.
How the water.
Well, everybody wants to know how the water ends up from our home to the plant and back out to the environment.
Right. What are the steps?
Well, first you have your collection system is the biggest. So you got to collect all the wastewater, storm water, industry water. Mm-hmm. And then it comes to the plant. We have bar screens that get rid of the big stuff like trees and diapers and tires, whatever anybody puts down the sewer.
Right.
Then you put all the wastewater into big settling tanks. You slow down the velocity that allows all the stuff to float, sink to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add chemicals at the end, filter it, and send it back out to the environment.
Okay. And there's the what about the biological process with
the the biological process that's a few more steps. Yeah. So what we do at the treatment plant, we speed up what would happen naturally in the environment. Speed that up about 10 to 20 times because we can't wait that long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have good bugs that basically eat the bad bugs in the wastewater,
mm-hmm.
and then we separate the two, and that's how you make water clean.
That's something. So the good bugs eat the bad bugs. They get heavy. They fall to the bottom.
Exactly.
Magic.
Well, sort of.
That's not magic.
It's literally been the same process for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Do you have a favorite part of the process?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like headworks at Southerly.
What's the headworks?
The headworks is the beginning of the plant. That's where you do most of your settling and you start some of the screening. So the reason I like it might be a little bit different. I like to walk around. So I get to walk around a lot. I get plenty of equipment to check and plenty of tanks. It's a big area.
Right.
So that's my favorite part. I like to walk around and make sure everything is okay. I can stretch my legs and there's always something going on.
Yeah. Automation is a big part of being a wastewater operator too, right?
A wastewater operator is typically like a jack of all trades. So you have to do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So we're doing housekeeping. We're doing maintenance. We're doing automation. We're controlling the process. We are doing continuing education. There's constantly classes to take or meetings to go to or game plans to come up with. You know, we're weathermen. We got to know when it's going to rain or snow.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You got to make sure all your chemicals are, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. So we're lab analysts sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, everything.
So as a weatherman, you know, when you have a big storm that's coming through or about to come through, is there anything that you guys do at the plants to get ready?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much that's all hands on deck. Yeah, that's when you'll have more than your typical five or six operators. You'll actually call in help because it's a lot of running around.
So just the sheer volume of rain water coming in to the plant.
A few days ago, I think we got, I want to say, close to 800 million gallons of water coming through Southerly.
On Friday?
Was that Friday? I think so. Yeah, Friday day shift. Yeah. Friday morning.
Okay. Yeah, there was about 2 inches of rain throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Across the region, really. So that was a good rain. That was a good amount of rain. So I'm not surprised that you guys had so much more flow than normal.
How much do you usually get?
Average, I think we're around 100 MGD. Like on a dry, we call that dry weather.
Mm-hmm.
So on a slow day, still 100 million gallons of water. That's still a lot of water.
I want to learn more about the headworks here. This is where you're filtering out all the big debris that's coming in. What are some of the crazier things that you've screened out there?
Well, you get animals and fish sometimes. So that's interesting. I've seen tires, logs. There's a lot of trash, leaves, anything super. Oh, you find money sometimes. Yeah, that's always good. Crisp $20 bill.
There you go.
It's probably not so crisp.
Well, no, it's not crisp. And you know, depending on who you are, some guys actually leave it there.
So after you get all the big stuff out, then it goes into these settling tanks where you're pretty much using gravity?
Yes, the raw sewage goes into a little settling tank. The particulate fall out the bottom, and there are collectors at the bottom that are kind of moving into a trough. There's a pump at the bottom of the tank that will, they call it sludge, so we'll pump out all the sludge at the bottom, mm-hmm. and the clean water will overflow the tank at the top mm-hmm. and on to the next process.
Got it.
Yeah, so we call them our grit tanks. Mm-hmm. So that's the first past the bar screen. There's a grit tank, so that pretty much get the non-organic. So when you drive your car down the street, you know, mm-hmm. the rubber.
Oh, yeah.
That wears from your tires. You get all of that.
Okay.
All the dirt, grass, rocks, gravel. Yeah, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Then it'll go into a settling tank after that. From the settling tank, that water would then get its first biological treatment. Mm-hmm. So we call that activated sludge. That's where all the happy bugs are.
Right.
So the happy bugs eat the bad bugs, and it makes the waste settle out a lot faster.
Yeah.
When we put it in the next tank. So we'll pump those out, you know, using collectors and pumps at the bottom of the tank. And then we have what we use is a lift station. Well, everywhere uses a lift station, but ours is pretty impressive. It's like six massive pumps, mm-hmm. and they can do close to 100 million gallons apiece. Oh, wow. So we use those pumps to pump it up to our second stage, and that's our next biological treatment.
Mm-hmm. So more bugs?
More bugs, yeah, mm-hmm. more bugs.
What's the difference between the good bugs and the bad bugs?
Let's see.
Upbringing?
Morals.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
How do good bugs go bad?
Too many years on the street.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's it. You keep them around too long. Yeah, the young bugs are good. The old bugs are bad. The way I explained it to me when I was training, you think of it as a party, okay? So let's say you go to college and you go to a college party, right?
Okay.
So these are all the young bugs. They're all in college. Now, you do your 4 years in college, and then you're pretty much done, right? So, you know, those are the older bugs. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they've been partying for 4 years. They're really not that good. You know, we want to get rid of those guys.
Yeah, it's time for them to move on.
Yeah, it's time for them to move on. So, yeah.
Yeah, fresh bugs to balance out the bugs that are about to graduate, I guess, right?
And all of these are not imported. These are all cultivated, correct, like at the plant.
In our specific plant, because of the size, mm-hmm. You're going to get new bugs with the new wastewater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
If you had like a smaller plant, though, that might be necessary would have to bring in what they call activated sludge. But because our process is so large, we don't need to. Yeah, we're constantly getting new sludge. And the old bugs, we call it wasting. So that it go to the dry side. That's another process, the solids handling.
Okay.
You're taking the sludge out of the wastewater, mm-hmm. and then you're incinerating it. I would think that would smell terrible.
You never get used to it.
Not
at all. No, it always stinks.
But it doesn't always smell when you're driving by the plant, only sometimes.
Yeah, correct.
So how is it not overwhelming all the time?
So one process that we have is called a biofilter. Mm-hmm. So that's basically you put a big dome over our sludge storage tanks, and all that foul air goes through another process and it's filtered out to make,
you know. Takes the smell out.
Yep, there you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is technically another biological process too. Bugs help us do that too.
It's all very sciencey.
Wastewater plant operators, you're kind of on the front lines of wastewater treatment. You're like, that's where it's happening, right? Would you say it's a stressful job?
No, not so much stressful. It can be challenging if you're up for a challenge every day. Mm-hmm. I look forward to going to work.
What are the challenges? Some of the challenges.
So the process changes because we can't control what we get in the plant. Whatever we get is what we get. And the volume, the characteristics of the water, it's not just sanitary sewer, which is residential, but we also deal with a lot of commercial waste. So big industries, and they have, iron plants, chemical plants. So it's always something different. The flow is always different. The way you have to treat the waste is always different.
As a wastewater plant operator, you and your crewmates get pretty good at all the different tasks that you have to do throughout the day.
Correct.
And so somewhere along the line, someone decided that wastewater treatment plants should compete, have an opportunity to compete with one another in some sort of a wastewater Olympics, I would say.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep. That's it. The Ops Challenge is a national event. WEFTEC sponsors it. It's a national event. You got operators, lab analysts, maintenance workers from around the country that participate. There are four different events. You have a laboratory event, a maintenance event, a collections event, and a safety event. And they give you the task to do within the event and your time, and your time is compared with other participants. And it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
The wastewater industry is a huge community. So if you go to one of these WEFTECs, there's thousands and thousands of people. It gives vendors a chance to, you know,
pitch their products.
Yeah. And there's always new innovations and, you know, new designs, plant designs, pump designs.
So you're on a team. The sewer district has a team that goes to these events. And there are different places each year?
Yeah, they're between the WEFTEC, which is the national one, that is normally between New Orleans and Chicago every year. They rotate.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ohio, OWEA, they have one every year. Each state typically has one for, you know, their home state.
Mm-hmm.
So our particular team was five of us.
And what is the name of your team?
We are the Lake Erie Sludge Dogs.
And was there a voting process to come up with that, or was this a... How'd you come up with the name?
Process of elimination. We had a long list of names.
And, okay.
You know, this one, that one, they worked out.
That's awesome. So were you nervous at your first challenge in Ohio?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were all nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're a brand new team. Some of these teams have been together for 10 years, come to find out, or longer.
Oh, my gosh.
What's one of the events that you have to?
Let's see. The one that everybody likes is the collections event. So... You basically, they give you what they call a dry pipe and a wet pipe. And that's a big piece of PVC, you know, kind of you typically run in the sewers. The situation is you have a leaky pipe. You have to replace a section with a good pipe. And you have to isolate the leak, repair it, put a clean out on there. That's typically what they do in a collection system. If there's a leak somewhere, you know, the guy's got to dig it up, dig up the pipe and cut it out and replace it. So that's pretty much what the Ops Challenge was for that particular event.
Okay.
Some of these teams are impressive. They can do this whole thing in under a minute.
Wow.
Okay. So you take the dry pipe, you cut it out, you take the wet pipe with the leak in it, you cut that out, and you kind of use clamps and put it back together. I mean, I think our time was 2 minutes and some change, which is really good for us.
Seems very fast.
It is very fast, yeah, because you don't – look, you're cutting PVC with a handsaw.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have a reciprocating saw or, you know, a real tool. You got a handsaw.
So did you have, like, designated training times when you were, like, hitting the gym together?
Yes.
Yep. A lot of practice.
Pump up music.
A lot of practice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these are jobs that you would normally be doing out in the field in some capacity, and you've turned it into a competition where you can.
Yeah. Correct.
What's the lab competition? What are the lab people have
to do? So to know exactly how much solids is in the wastewater, there's tests you have to run.
Mm-hmm.
So those same tests we mimic in the laboratory event.
Got it.
And it's a whole process to run those tests.
Right.
And there's a confined space challenge part, right?
Yeah, that's in the safety portion.
Okay.
So that's supposed to simulate if you have, like, a man down in the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get your man out of the sewer, you know. Right. So you got to go down there, secure a safety dummy with a harness. We're going to pull him up out of the sewer. And the reason he went down is because there was a gas leak in the pipe he was supposed to be checking out.
Uh-huh.
So you've got to also replace the leak in that pipe. And this is all part of the event. Yeah, you're doing that all at the same time. So we got to remove the down man, repair the leak, and do it all safely. So we got to use the right equipment in the right way. And, yeah, that's a very intense event, too.
Yeah.
How'd the team do this year?
We placed second and third in two of the events for first-year team. So that wasn't bad at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. At a national level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So we did very well.
That's really cool.
Trophies or?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Plaques.
Plaques. Nice.
Yeah. They're on the trophy wall with all the other trophies Southerly has collected over the years.
Safety training is probably a big part of your a wastewater plant operator when they start.
Our managers and supervisors and administration do a really good job keeping up with that. We have pretty much every piece of safety equipment you can imagine. We got gas monitors and hazmat suits. There are electrical suits if you're dealing with some substation heavy electrician type stuff. Mm-hmm. We have lockout, tagout for our equipment to make sure nobody's working on live equipment. There are safety classes and continual education that have to be done every year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is actually one of the biggest issues. Not issues, but that's one of the biggest things at the plant is safety.
Sure. What do you like best about being a wastewater plant operator?
The best part about my job is probably pretty much the same as the most challenging part is just the challenge. Mm-hmm. That's the best part. It's something new every day. Just trying to keep up with everything that's the best part. Mm-hmm. I'm never bored. There's always something to do. Mm-hmm. And that's great. I like that a lot.
That's why I like WQIS too, because it was always something different.
Yes.
You're always busy and it was always something like you were either out in the field or you were trying to do math at the office to like understand water quality. And
Did you come from WQIS?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
So if someone were interested in becoming a wastewater operator, what would you recommend that they do?
If you are interested in the job, well, you would want to apply for a treatment plant. You want to start studying right away. Do some practice exams online. And that's pretty much that's the biggest thing. You got to get ready for your test. Most of the people in our industry have that biology background. They have at least some background. Mm-hmm. But having no background at all could be difficult, but it's not impossible.
Oh, okay. So having a background in biology is helpful for
absolutely.
If you want to be a wastewater plant operator?
Yeah, yes.
And probably if you're like good with your hands or, good with understanding how different like mechanical processes work. I feel like that 100%. Would help too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a combination of that science and
Mechanical skills. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, jack of all trades, you have to know your biology for sure. And you have to definitely be mechanically inclined.
And you have to be able to withstand Cleveland winters, Cleveland weather.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. You're outside a lot.
All the time. Yeah, we're there 24/7, 7 days a week. We'll be there. See, I work this Thanksgiving. I have a night shift that night.
Oh, wow.
What do you do when you're not wastewater plant operating?
I'm a big video game guy. Mm-hmm. I have children, so I'm pretty much chasing my kids around all the time.
Do wastewater plant operators hang out outside of work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's our family. We're there together all the time. We eat together, we study together, we lean on each other so much for the process. It's a team effort. So what your guy's doing in front of you and behind you in another unit affects your unit. So you kind of always got to be kind of aware of what's going on everywhere so you know what you can do and what the next person will have to do and the people around you and the units around you. So it's just so much teamwork. It is not a one-guy job or girl. It's a big team effort.
Does the technology or the processes change that much, or has it stayed pretty consistent since you've been?
It changes.
Yeah?
Yeah, it changes. I think when I first started, none of our influent gates were they use actuators now. So it's basically you put a device on the gate and it turns the wheel for you, so mm-hmm. the gate will open up automatically mm-hmm. or remotely. When I first started, there was no automatic gates. You had to go out there by hand and fight with them, yeah. Mm-hmm. So big storms were like, everybody's getting wet. So a lot of that has changed since I first started, thank goodness. there is constant new technology. There's constantly new construction. They have the dome.
Oh, the tunnel.
That new tunnel. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be for westerly, I believe. Or easterly.
Easterly.
See, that makes a big difference. Those tunnels are kind of like storage basins.
Yeah.
And that makes all the difference. That makes a big difference.
You mean like there's like a lot less flow coming at you during storm events because you're able to store it in that tunnel?
You're able to control it a lot better.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Versus, you know, just kind of get what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Getting hit. Yeah.
Yeah. Those big storage tunnels, they're great. It helps out a lot. And then we can process it more efficiently, you know, we get a better timetable. We don't have to process it so fast. Mm-hmm. We're not putting any of our equipment at risk, you know, running kind of like high,
right?
You know, at capacity. So, yeah.
It's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Well, I have learned a lot about Denario here, but also about just being a wastewater operator.
It's not magic. It's science.
It's science. That's what we learned today.
Denario Jones, thank you so much for joining us on Clean Water Works.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Don.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Did you know eligible customers can save up to 40% on their sewer charges? Learn more about the Sewer District's cost-saving programs and use our discount calculator at neorsd.org/save or call 216-881-8247. That's neorsd.org/save or 216-881-8247.
Clean Water Works is produced by the Communications and Community Relations Department at the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District. Our music was composed and performed by G.S. Schrey. If you have a question or suggestion, or if you'd like to learn more about the Regional Sewer District, visit neorsd.org or call 216-881-8247.